Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kingsway Podcast from Pastor Sean. You are about to hear a brief message from a recent Sunday service. We consider it a privilege to be on a spiritual journey with you. So take a few moments with us and allow God to inspire you today.
His life depended on it. He's running and fleeing for his life. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. In the wilderness, we get to a place, and I pray that none of you get there. You believe your life is over. If this is a tragedy in your life, a loss of life, a loss of child, a loss of ministry, you know, maybe it's even something terrible happened in the church. You just want your life to be over. This happens even to the greatest of us. Elijah prayed that he might die, church. And what I find interesting about this scripture, and I want to get into it here, what I find interesting about this is it says that he may die. Why? This wasn't Satan doing anything to him. As a matter of fact, he was so exhausted because he ran himself. You see, we can get our place where we run and we exhaust ourselves to the place where we burn ourselves out, church. And thus we need a wilderness experience. He was praying that he may die because he was sheer exhausted for however many miles that he had ran at this point. He literally says, I have had enough. Church, my prayer is that none of you in ministry get to the point where you say, you have had enough. How can we say we love God when then we say, hey, that's enough? If we want to grow closer to him, there is no enough. There's only more, church. And I'm telling you this, I'm showing you this to show you what we need to be careful of when we're in the wilderness. That it is our exhaustion that could take us out. It is the way we're dealing with it by ourselves that could take us out. And we can reach a really low point, like the psalmist said. It's maybe best said like this. Discouragement often follows success. Discouragement can follow after success. He had the two greatest success stories of his life, and immediately after, he fell into discouragement. It's Satan's job. It's what he does. It happens in sports all the time. I forgot what they call it. They call it like a letdown game. If a team beats a really difficult team in sports and they're all excited about great success and then they play the next week where they should win, they lose. It happens in psychology. It happens all the time in sports. It's a letdown. It's Satan constantly is working like this in this. We use all of our emotions and energy. We have some success. We depend on God and all of a sudden we're weak. And now we have a discouragement, a failure, a defeat. And so, church, if you're going through the wilderness experience today, more than likely God is trying to speak to you, to build you up for your next success. Do you hear me, church? Do you hear me, church? Amen. Should I keep going or have you had enough? Have you had enough? I mean, I can stop here. Okay, we have someone in the back. Say, bring it on. I like that. I'll bring it on. Let's hear some more Word of God. See, I believe the Word of God is a better storyteller. It's a better sermon than I could preach. So I'm just going to read it as it is, church, and you can interpret as you will. I've only bolded a couple letters. Let's keep reading. In verse 5, then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him. You know, church, if you're at this moment of exhaustion, it's okay to go to sleep and to get rest. And you may need a wilderness experience to get that rest because it's so hard to say no at church. If you're in ministry, no is the hardest thing to say because you feel like you're letting somebody down, you know, and so you often need to separate yourself from ministry or separate yourself from the situation at home or at work or extracurriculars to allow yourself just to take some rest. And even that in America is hard because when we take rest, we go home and then we turn on the television or we start cleaning the house or we start doing all the to-do lists and it's not rest at all. And so you literally need wilderness experience to take rest. Now remember, he prayed for death. He took this rest and says, as he was sleeping, an angel touched him. How many people would like an angel to touch them tonight? 2, 3, 4? I'll take an angel touching me. Now I'll tell you, it's interesting here. He prayed for death. And when we talk about angels in folklore and in mythology all the time, when you talk about an angel after you pray for death touching you, it's often the death angel. We hear about the death angel coming. You know, you talk about you being brought in. You have the grim reaper. The scripture doesn't depict it that way. The picture, when it talks about the angels coming from heaven, this wasn't the death angel. This angel did not come. If the scripture ended here, you may think, we may tell the story. He prayed for death. God heard his voice. God came down. The angel touched him. He's dead. That's not the story, church. The angel came down, and he began to speak to him. And he told him to get up and eat. Again, I believe sometimes we're closest to defeat after our greatest victory. He had his greatest victory, church, and yet he's praying to die. And the angel is telling him to get up and eat. To get up and eat. I'll come back to it. I want you to think about what get up and eat means to you today. How many of you in your wilderness experience today need to get up and eat? Let's keep going. He looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank, and then he lay down again. I love this scripture. This tells me he's real. This tells me my experiences are real. Sometimes when you're in the wilderness experience and you come to church and you're able to get up and eat and you're able to feel rejuvenated, and then you go home and you know what you realize? It wasn't enough. You still feel the same way. The church was great. The pastor said you'd be better, but you're not. You have some faith, but it's wavering. You're still exhausted. You're still frustrated. You don't know what to do. And so what did Elijah do? He went back to sleep. He's a human being. Even the greatest leaders go to sleep. It's okay. Now, we serve a God who doesn't sleep nor slumber, but Elijah sure did. One touch from an angel wasn't enough. When you are starting your ministry or creating a ministry to the next level, when you are going where this church is going, where we need to go, I'm telling you, church, one touch from the angel is not enough. Some of you have been down here to this altar and you've been touched by God. It's not enough. Sure, it's enough for you and your salvation and your life, but not enough for the ministry that's coming into this church. Church, we need a dozen, we need two dozen, we need three dozen prayer warriors at this altar praying with me. We need the ability to be touched by angels on a weekly basis. We need people to know when they come through those doors, angels will touch them. Why was he able to lay down again? Now, this is also interesting. I want to share with you a lot of interesting points. There may not be one point in this message, and if there isn't, so be it. It's not for everyone, but I guarantee you some of these points are going to speak to some of you because God told me to say it. As I'm up here reading this, and I was thinking about this and praying about this, I realized the man is running for his life. And Chris, you figured how far you could go? At least 50, close to 100. Elijah's running that far. Elijah was a professional runner. This is all he did, Chris, right? Running around telling God's word. He's running. And so he's exhausted now. You would be exhausted after that. You have nothing to eat. You have nothing to drink. You fall asleep. You think you're going to die. You wake up and then there's food. How good would that food taste? That's the best bread and water you've ever had in your whole life. Has that bread and water? Now what do? You got a little bit of strength. You're scared for your life. What do? You get up and run some more. No, he fell asleep. Why? Church, get a hold of this. When you begin to reach your wilderness stage and you begin to get to a point where you can do nothing but just get up and eat, and the Lord begins to provide for you spiritually begins to feed you, you will feel a tremendous sense of protection. The angels are literally hovering over you. They're right there, protecting you, reminding you, encouraging you that you can get through this, that you will get through this, that there's a journey ahead, a mission for you to accomplish. And when you reach that revelation, the sleep you'll have next will be the best sleep you've ever had. Under his protection, under this angel, Elijah slept again in verse 6. I'm going to keep going. Then the angel of the Lord came and touched him again. Woo, that second touch by the angel. Man, I can't wait till we have people in this church who said, I feel the angel touching me every day. Get up and eat some more, the angel says, or the journey ahead. Say the journey ahead. Will be too much for you. Church, you have a journey ahead of you, and it is too much for some of you. Some of you have a vision for a ministry, and it's way too small. And you think you're going to start it. You think you're going to get into it. You think you're going to partner with me in it. And I'm telling you, God's vision of that ministry is tenfold, a hundredfold. And he's saying to you and he's saying to me, the journey ahead, and you will not make it. It'll be too much for you. Get up and eat some more.
We at Kingsway hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Sean. It was not by chance you listened to it. God is speaking to you. If you would like to listen to the complete message, visit kingswaycc.org to find the full sermon podcast. We pray today that this somehow inspired you to draw closer to God and to connect with His people, His purpose, and His power. God bless you.